We have Morgan Peterson in with us, who is our state winner for the essay contest for grades 4, 5, and 6. What it was this year was they gave him 3 to 4 letter words, 5 to 6 letter words, 7 to 9 letter words. They kind of filled in a crossword, and then they had to use all of those words in a 250 to 300 word essay theme about our veterans.
That's pretty cool.
Morgan, you did well.
Thank you.
She, like I say, got first place in state. I think they said there was 135 entries. So
wow.
That's pretty doggone good.
That is a lot. So, Morgan, obviously you had to do this this crossword. And how hard was the crossword? Because I have a heck of a time doing crosswords.
The crossword was pretty easy. It wasn't super hard. It was pretty easy compared to writing the actual essay.
So tell us about how you went from the crossword and using those words and then incorporating this into this essay.
That's a little more challenging. Sometimes we have to do this in school and it gets kind of difficult because you kind of, like, we do it with spelling and you kind of just throw them in there to get them in there. With the words on here, it was a lot easier to import them into my essay with my knowledge in the veterans and the services.
The words all have to do with patriotism, veterans, flags, you know, so okay. Just, yes, goes along with our veterans theme.
So we're actually gonna play your essay here in just a few minutes. But one of the questions that I have is, how did you come up with these topics? Or, you know, I mean, obviously you got it from the crossword. It was kind of your hints. But how did you come up with this particular essay?
As we went through our school years, we learned a little bit like that, and then especially this year when they had that memorial wall. We learned a lot about that before and after, and then we have all those veteran ceremonies, so they've really done well teaching us how to respect them and how to honor them and how important they are to our country.
And you are, what grade are you in?
I will be going into 7th.
This blows
seventh
my
grade.
Mind. She was 11 years old when she wrote this. It's like, what?
Getting, they're growing like weeds
oh
around
my
here.
My goodness.
But, you know, so obviously, do you have any veterans in your family?
My grandpa, my mom's dad, he was like a mail carrier. So kind of in there. So, yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I just hope you remember, now that you're going into 6th grade.
7th.
I mean 7th grade, that the 7th and 8th graders, we have the Patriots Pin Contest. And awesome, awesome prizes in that. And you're an excellent writer, so keep that in mind and enter that contest.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Now do you do any speech or anything like that in school?
Not yet. We haven't had that opportunity in elementary,
okay.
But I might lean into that as I get into junior high and high school.
Well, I think that you're very good at it. She pre-recorded this essay and did a wonderful job on it.
She speaks very well.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. So, I mean, is this the first year that you ever entered into this contest?
I believe so. There's always been a contest for like a coloring page,
right,
and all of that. This was the first year I actually entered in the actual essay.
Good deal. So do you think you'll get into it next year?
Yes, I believe I will.
Okay. And you, Sue, correct me if I'm wrong, but she got first place in the entire state of Nebraska.
Correct.
When it comes to this
correct
essay. I mean,
yes,
that's got to be a pretty big deal. I mean, how do you feel about that? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
She said it was a shocker.
This is one of the newspaper article questions, but it was really a shocker because I've never been one of the highest writers in my class. So knowing that I made it in the state is really, really kind of honoring.
Now, is this something that, I mean, is kind of near and dear to you a little bit with the veterans?
Yeah, I don't haven't had a whole lot of history with like having family members, but it's easy to see that we wouldn't have the life we have if we wouldn't have fought in those wars that were rough and, yeah.
So do you think that you'll go around and tell other kids that are your age about this and kind of encourage them a little bit to learn more about the history of our country?
Yeah. A big tip-offer was Chloe Dillon, my friend.
Okay.
Her brother's going to be going into the Marines, and I remember in band one day we were watching the movie Max.
Oh, yes.
And it was kind of rough for her because it was kind of scary, just her knowing that her brother was going into that area, and it just, you really have to appreciate them because they may not come home, and it's a big deal.
Yes.
Morgan Peterson joining us. She wins first place for the VFW. Is it the Auxiliary?
Auxiliary,
okay, VFW,
yes.
Auxiliary put on this contest this year. The kids filled out a crossword, and then they had to write an essay in using those words in that crossword. And Morgan, let's go ahead, and what we're going to do is we are going to play your speech that you have written and also spoke. So let's go ahead and do that right now.